Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 8th of August 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick of VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out in medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham of VK7GS, on 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, on 7.140 MHz by Ross of VK7ALH, on 14.130 MHz by Gary of VK7JGD, and on 28.525 MHz by Dale of VK7DG. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters of VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Contest news. Remembrance Day contest. Well, it's that time of the year once again. Time for one of the most popular contests in the contest calendar. The time to celebrate and remember the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice during World War II. This contest is held on the weekend closest to August 15th, when hostilities in the Southeast Pacific ceased. Next weekend, the 14th and 15th of August, hopefully we can all enjoy catching up with our mates from all over Australia and New Zealand, along with P29 from 0300 UTC to 0300 UTC respectively. Hopefully the information from representations in the South and North will assist in us VK7s featuring predominantly in the results list. This year we'll try and spread out some of the feverish activity on at least the VHF UHF bands in the build-up areas with another frequency for use during the busy periods. Some suggestions for the frequencies are as below: 52.525 MHz FM and 50.150 MHz upper sideband, 146.500 and 146.525 MHz, 144.150 MHz upper sideband, 493 and 439.025 MHz FM, 432.150 upper sideband, and 1296.150 FM and 1296.2 upper sideband. Hopefully we can get a few together on HF too and continue the band dance and rack up a few more contacts over the time. Remember to take care with your log entries and have some fun along the way. Most importantly, please, please take the time to submit your log. It helps for checking and collective group. Hear you on the bands and good luck in the contest. And that's 73 from Richard of VK7ZBX. 2021 Trans-Tasman Contest. Congratulations to all placeholders in the recent Trans-Tasmanian Contest and a special congratulations to Vince, VK7VH, who took first place in the QRP section with 508 points. There were 76 logs submitted and 7 from VK7. The first place holder in other sections were VK2 EFM with 5,144 points in single operator high powered section, VK5 LJ with 2,297 points in single operator low power section, and VK4 Hotel on 2,972 in the multi operator single transmitter section. VK7 Broadcast News, RD Contest Weekend Broadcast. Please note that due to the Remembrance Day contest next weekend, there will be no VK7 amateur radio broadcast from 09:30 a.m. The WIA National News broadcast can still be heard on VK7 RAD, VK7 RAA and VK7 RTC repeaters. And that's 73 is from the VK7 AR News team. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA of VK7 Inwood QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 5th of August 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Also, Herman has heard that some amateurs have recently changed call signs. With those who have changed recently, please contact Herman with the old and new call signs and the date change that Herman can steer cards received in the right direction. Thank you for those amateurs who have already been in touch. That's 73 St Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club update. The Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club advises our current website is not operational. The club is in the process of updating club data after its name change and incorporation. If you need to contact the club executive's contact details and club's email address are located on the WIA website under VK7 Clubs. Winter Luncheon. The club will be holding a midday luncheon on August the 21st at the Lighthouse Hotel in Ulverston. Could club members wanting to attend please advise Social Coordinator Kirsty, VK7FKK, or Club Secretary Anne, VK7BYL, ASAP, so that the venue can be advised re numbers at attending. That's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, News Officer for the NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street in Launceston. If you need more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354410. And that's 73 St Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Guess what, folks? We actually have a new item for the news this week, and yeah, I'm excited. It does get a bit monotonous each week rehashing the same news, and I'm sure it's equally monotonous listening to it. So, without further ado, I hand over to Peter, VK7 Papa Delta, to provide you with a report on the works carried out on Mount Arthur on Thursday, August the 5th. Tony, VK7 YBG, NTARC Repeater Officer, took advantage of the forecast fine weather and organised a small party consisting of himself, plus Andre, VK7 ZAB, and Peter, VK7 PD. The main objective was to repair the VK7 RAA 2-metre repeater that had been producing a very weak transmit signal for several days. However, there were some other functions that required investigation. Tony made a checklist that included the following: lack of functionality from the D-Star repeater, check performance of VK7 RJG analog UHF repeater, check the UHF C repeater under NTARC's care, removal of the Raspberry Pi from the 6-metre repeater for repair or reprogramming, check lighting arrestor for strike records, check batteries and wiring etc. for hotspots. Party went equipped with a spare 2-metre repeater and a spare 2-metre antenna and mounting accessories along with RF power meter. First off, transmit power was checked from the 2-metre repeater. It measured zero, so the first major task was to remove it from the rack for off-site repair and then configure the replacement. This was not put to air before SWR check was made to the antenna system, which proved excellent. Next, the D-Star repeater was checked and found to have a defective final stage. This is the second time it has occurred, and Tony intends to investigate the possibility of it having been locked in transmit mode for long periods undetected. There was no spare D-Star repeater to hand, so a faulty one had to be carried off the mountain for repair and reinstallation in the near future. All other functions on the above checklist provided satisfactory. There had been no more lightning strikes recorded since the previous visit. The batteries were fully charged. While at the site, it was observed that the old lead-acid batteries left leaning against the shed had overfilled with rainwater and spilled electrolyte onto the wall, producing holes for resultant corrosion. The spare antenna and hardware were left on site along with some basic test equipment. No precipitation occurred while we were there, but the area was involved in mist propelled by icy wind. Condensation dripped from the antennas and guy wires. By early afternoon, the temperature had dropped, so it was relief to make our way carefully down the mountain, carrying the two repeaters and a 6-metre link Pi destined for repair. Thanks due to the several amateurs across the north who assisted with the tests and reports. That's 73 St Peter, VK7PD. On behalf of the NTARC committee and those who utilised the repeater, we say thank you to Tony, Peter and Andre for your good work and getting NTARC's premier repeater back in service. Climbing Mount Arthur is not an easy stroll, and there is more an awe more so when loaded up with equipment in chilly conditions prevailing. Your efforts are greatly appreciated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Before I head into the upcoming events, I've received a message from Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, advising that there will not be a slow CW course on Wednesday the 11th of August due to the commitment on that day. Nick isn't sure he would be back in time to hold the course. I understand that last Wednesday the 4th of August he suggested to everyone that they listen to the continuous cycle of Morse practice from VK2WI on 3699. They run 35 watts into a dipole at 10 metres high, so a good indicator of propagation. Speeds are 5, 8, 10, 12 and 15 words per minute. Text of the latest CW transmission is available on the address of the email edition of the broadcast. Thanks, Nick, for the update. We'll note you in the coming events as reappearing on Wednesday the 18th of August. Upcoming events. Tech Night. Wednesday the 11th of August at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours till whenever. Special event on the night will be an introduction to and demonstrations on how to use VKCL program to log the RD contest. The RD contest rules and future field days. Your presenter for the night will be Peter, VK7PD, and one not to be missed. August General Meeting, Saturday the 14th. Meeting will commence at 1400 hours. The meeting will be followed by afternoon tea, so donations of cakes, slices, etc. would be greatly appreciated. Future events. Slow Morse Course. Wednesday the 18th of August. Your host and teacher is Nick of VK7 at Whiskey Whiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous testnet and technet. And if you've forgotten what they are, here they are. So time is 1900 hours to 1930 on 3.580 MHz and then 1930 hours through to about 2030 hours on 3.567 MHz. So why not tune in and give it a try? For those who may want some extra help, this website is reported as being very good. Equine event. Saturday the 28th of August, Northeast Equine Endurance Club, Jollylet Memorial Ride, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. NTARC will be providing support for 80, 40 and 20 kilometre rides. As further information comes to hand, I'll update on these news entry with further details. Coffee mornings are currently held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we have cards waiting for collection, so why not pop in and click your QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We're bringing you all such contributions next Sunday morning. That's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. And now over to news from the South, broadcast on VK7RTC. Harry of VK7HXT lets us know that he has taken up the opportunity to put the WIA and the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast to air on VK7RTC. This is due to the link between RAA in the north and RTC in the south. If you listen to the broadcast, then please let Harry know by calling him at the end of the broadcast. From the latest reports I receive, it seems that the audio quality is up to standard. While on the topic of broadcasts, I would like to say a big thank you to those who call back after the broadcast and those who enjoy me putting these broadcasts to air. And that's 73 from Harry of VK7HXT. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August presentation night wrap-up. Contesting on HF, VHF and above. The presentation night started with Martin Luther, VK7GN, who is a very experienced HF contester and has many awards from contests around the world. Martin outlined it is all about BIC or bum in chair. Your score is directly proportional to the time the bum is in the chair. Calling. Martin moved to planning, which included reading the rules and maintaining and running a rate of greater than 40 contacts per hour. Band feel is all about learning about propagation and knowing the bands you are operating and their characteristics.
Martin presented Hobart-centric, Launceston-centric and Los Angeles-centric maps to show contact geometry. We move to operating technique, and that the amateur radio contest is where the novice and the expert play on the same field, and the station's calling CQ dictates how they play. A comparison between running versus search and pounce, which is slower but may let you find more multipliers. Martin showed the 8P5A log, which showed 10 contacts in the fourth minute of the contest. Martin showed some stats from CQWW contest, with the average of 213 contacts per hour over 48 hours. VK7GN holds a contest record for 61 contacts per hour in 1999. Martin then went through signal reports, station budgets, log checking, the RD contest and the VKCL contest logger, and finished with questions. Thanks, Martin. Richard, VK7ZBX, then covered VHF and above contesting and started with Why Do We Contest, summarised as having fun and winning. Richard then moved to how to get involved with contesting through local club, jumping in and offering to help the new operator. We then went through what is not required for VHF-UHF contesting and then what is required, namely enthusiasm, reading the rules, willingness, patience and using the bands. Richard covered portable and home stations with examples of field day portable operation with VK7ZMS. Moving to log keeping and logging program to rig linkage using OmniRig. There was information about grid squares, how and what they are used for. Richard then moved over to strategies, plans and other animals with planning, familiarity, dummy runs, rest, logging issues and timing to take advantage of double point times. There was a great section on what Richard has learned over the years, including preparation, reading the rules, don't sit on a pile-up, and getting your posture right. Richard finished with what to do after the contest and submitting your log, then took questions. Thanks for Richard. The presentation was streamed and there was some great interaction from streaming viewers. The presentation is available on the Reached YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin and VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. September Presentation Night. P25 Emergency Services Network Build. On the 1st of September from 7:30pm, we have the privilege of having Andrew Johns of VK7AJ giving us a presentation on how to build a statewide P25-based emergency service radio network. This should be a fascinating look into what it takes to provide a digital radio network in a challenging environment like Tasmania. We look forward to seeing you. And that 73 is from the Reece Committee. Training and Assessments. Reece Next Foundation License Course and License Assessment Day is on next Saturday, the 25th September 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reece Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you'll be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391607 or email, and the email address is assessor@reist.asn.au. You can also check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training assessment playlist. Check out the Reist Facebook page and events for further details as well. And that's 73 is from Reg VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. This week, the DATV Experimenters Night, we will have more interesting electronics, magazine reviews, dumpster diving and some more experiments with GNU Radio Companion. See you then. We get underway at 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. So why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe Club Rooms and see what we get up to. And reminder that we go out also on RF on a 445.5 DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So, if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan to 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that 73 is from Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Okay, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Session, Rochely Club Rooms from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 11th of August, Rochely Club Rooms in Launceston. NTARC Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 18th of August on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. And again from Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 10:30 UTC or 20:30 Local, the Northwest Tassie 2-minute DX Net, which kicks off on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist, a microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1926.15 MHz FM. Reist, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist, DATV Experiments Night from 7:30 PM live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz and commences at 5 p.m. Now events, NTARC, 14th of August, meeting and presentation, Rochely Club Rooms from 2 p.m. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, 21st of August, winter luncheon at the Lighthouse Hotel in Olvey from noon. Let Christy, VK7FKK or Club Secretary Anne, VK7YBL, know if you're coming along. Reist, 1st of September, P25 Emergency Service Network with Andrew VK7AJ from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reist, 3rd of October, Military Radio's presentation and demonstration with VK7KPC and VK7KB with BYO Barbecue. That's in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and that starts at 12 noon with the barbecue. And a reminder, there is no VK7 amateur radio broadcast next week due to the Remembrance Day contest. However, the WIA National News can be heard on VK7 RAD, VK7 RAA and VK7 RTC from 0900 hours. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters of VK7 RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7 RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all the people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to who have just missed VK7WI. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for the items is 2100 on the Friday prior to Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 is from Rick, VK7RI.